Hello, in this class we are looking at commit and compromise. Now there are some common mistakes here. People often say things like this.
I have compromised to help him.
Ooh, no, that is wrong. Remember that the correct version is...
I have committed to helping him.
Right, so commit and compromise, let's go. Now, especially for Spanish speakers, people make the mistake of saying, I have compromised to do it. Because you could say like, me he comprometido a hacerlo. Él se ha comprometido a hacerlo. So in English, we do not say compromise in this context. We say commit. He has committed to doing it. I have committed to doing it. So yes, to commit to doing something with the gerund and the verb commit, not compromise. Because in English, compromise means something completely different. In English, to compromise means to make concessions, or it can be like ceder, okay, in a negotiation. So if you're negotiating a price with somebody, you want 100, they want 500, well, maybe in the end, both of you compromise and you go for 250. I compromise, the other person compromises, we meet in the middle. That is to compromise, okay? So this is obviously a very big false friend. So let's talk more about commit. So you can commit to a time. Can you commit to 3 o'clock? Yeah, I can commit to 3 o'clock. Remember, if you say, yes, I can compromise to 3 o'clock, that doesn't make any sense, okay? So yes, I can commit to that time. Can you commit to this deadline? Can you commit to finishing next Thursday? Can you commit to the deadline of next Thursday? Yes, I can commit to that. No, I can't commit to that. As I said, you can also use the gerund, like the government has committed to reducing fossil fuel emissions, or the company has committed to increasing sales by 5,000. So this is to commit to and then the gerund. You can also commit yourself to something. For example, he has stopped working so much and he has fully committed himself to his family. You could also say he is now fully committed to his family, to be committed to something as well. So yes, are you committed to your job? Are you committed to your family? Are you committed to your English learning? Are you committed to improving your English? All of this is with the verb commit, not compromise. You can also commit money or other resources. So he has committed $5 million of his own money, or they're going to commit troops to the cause. They're going to commit a lot of equipment when you give something, when you promise to give something. So a commitment has a lot to do with promises, when you promise to do something. A fuller definition would be that you promise or you give your loyalty or time or money to a particular principle or person or plan of action. So yes, imagine if you are studying a course, the teacher might say to you, look, you've committed to this course, you should finish. Okay, you have committed to it, you have promised yourself you will do this, you have agreed to participate in it. Yes, and you can also describe someone as being very committed. This is now an adjective coming from the verb. He is a very committed worker, or he is a very committed husband. She is a very committed mother. They are very committed friends. Also, you can have a commitment, okay? So the classic mistake when Spanish speakers would say, mañana tengo un compromiso, no puedo ir. Tomorrow I have a compromise. Tomorrow I have a commitment, something you have to do. So yes, he has a lot of family commitments at the moment, or she has too many work commitments right now. So now let's look at compromise. As I said, this is typically in a negotiation or an argument where one person or various people involved reduce their demands, or they give up a certain amount of what they wanted. They accept that they are going to get less than they initially wanted. They make concessions. So for example, he made a compromise, or he compromised in the negotiation. He wanted $500,000, but he accepted $400,000. Or if I want to go to the park, but my wife wants to go shopping, We compromise. We say, okay, we'll go for a quick walk in the park and then we'll go shopping. Or if one of my students wants to do zero English every day and I want them to do an hour of English every day, we compromise and we say, okay, do 20 minutes every day. We both compromise in that situation. So yes, some examples would be that compromising is part of business, or compromise is part of business. It's also a noun. More examples, he never compromises. He is really tough in negotiations. Or more realistically, a lot of people say they never compromise, but actually in reality they do. You can reach a compromise. I hope that they reach a compromise in today's talks. There has been a compromise between the company and the union. They are trying to get a compromise in the talks, in the debate, in the negotiation. Or you're going to have to compromise if you want to get this deal. Now, you can also compromise your beliefs, okay? So this is when you allow your principles to become less strong, or you lower your standards or your morals, okay? So don't compromise your beliefs just to get more money, okay? Or we don't want our reputation to be compromised. Yes, so you could say he compromised himself by accepting bribes. So he did that and he compromised himself. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I'm going to give you a second to think. I want you to say whether they are right or wrong, and then you'll find out a few seconds after. So, the first one, is this correct?
I'm very compromised with my job.
Oh no, the correct version is...
I'm very committed to my job.
Yes, I'm very committed to my job. I take it seriously. I work hard on it. It is very important to me and I do my best at work. I'm very committed to my job. How about this one?
He compromised and changed the deadline.
Yes, this one is right. He compromised, he made concessions, and then he changed the deadline. Okay, one more.
I have a compromise tonight, sorry. I can't go.
Okay, it's wrong. So what is the correct version? Yes, I have a commitment tonight. Sorry, I can't go. Okay, now let's get even more interactive with the sentence builder. You are going to have to repeat after me. I'm going to give you sentences using compromise and commit. And you're going to have to repeat, and they'll get longer and longer, the things that you have to repeat. So I'll take an initial short sentence and make it more complicated each time. And you won't have a lot of time to repeat, so you need to be alert. So are you ready? Let's go. Repeat after me. He has committed. He has committed to doing it. He has committed to helping us. He has committed to helping us with the task. He has committed to helping us with the first task. Okay, and now with compromise. She didn't compromise. She refused to compromise. She refused to compromise on the price. She refused to compromise on the price of the shipment. She refused to compromise on the price of the next shipment. Okay, good stuff. So yes, there we saw to compromise on something. So this is another important use. He wouldn't compromise on the price, or she wouldn't compromise on the deadline, but they did compromise on the logo, or they did compromise on the name of the product, to compromise on something. Also, we saw the word shipment, which is when you send goods by boat over seas, over long distances, a shipment. Okay, so I think you're getting an idea of how to use these two. So I'm going to give you lots of examples now in context with different tenses and so on, different structures, to give you more of a feeling for them. So you don't need to repeat after this. If you want to repeat each sentence, you will need to pause. So let's check out some examples.
Some examples.
You're just going to have to compromise. He compromised on dinner and they had pizza. When it comes to deadlines, he never compromises. Now commit. Can you commit to Tuesday? Can you commit to doing it on Tuesday? He never commits himself when we make plans. She's really committed to her job. We are looking for committed workers. She won't commit on that issue. The government has committed over 20,000 soldiers. She's committed to reducing costs by 10% by next quarter. Can you commit to organizing all of this? Compromise is part of a healthy marriage, and commitment is also part of a healthy marriage. Okay, great guys. I hope this is clearing things up. I hope you're understanding the difference between commit and compromise, and I hope you will never make mistakes with these again. But remember, this is part one of a four-part class. Next, we have the conversation, very difficult conversation, but I analyze it afterwards to teach you lots of different things. Remember, I've got the website. You can see it in the description if you want further information. And I've got an interactive interview on YouTube. If you look for Keat English on YouTube, the YouTube channel, I have an interactive job interview for you to practice your English. And compromise and commitment feature in this interview. So you can choose your own answers. It's like a choose your own adventure, but you also learn lots. And you practice having an interview in English. Great stuff. Hope you're enjoying, guys. Any feedback is more than welcome, and I hope you tune in for the next part of the class.